from Isaiah 45, verse 22. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. I read of an attorney who, after meditating on several scriptures, decided to cancel the debts of all his clients who had owed him money for more than 6 months. He drafted a letter explaining his decision and its biblical basis, and he sent 17 debt cancellation letters via certified mail. And one by one, the letters began to return unsigned and undelivered. 16 of the 17 letters came back to him because the clients refused to sign for and open the envelopes, fearing that their attorney was suing them for their debts. Friends, today we have the open letter from God, which details His great offer to pardon our greatest debt, that of our every sin. Most people are missing out on God's merciful offer and will inevitably pay the full price for all eternity in hell simply because they will not accept God's letter, read it, and receive His offer of forgiveness, salvation, and new life in Jesus Christ. Micah 7, verse 18 asks, "Who is a God like you who pardons iniquity?" Paul writes in Luke 24, verses 46 and 47, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in His name to all the nations." Psalm 103, verses 2 through 4, is the praise of a sinner who has accepted God's offer to forgive their sin and save them from hell. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion." Over and over, we read God's call to us to salvation and new life in the Bible. John, Christ's apostle, reminds us definitively in 1 John 2 and verse 2, "He," that is Jesus, "is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world." Jesus satisfied the wrath of God against the sins of every human being in the world, past, present, and future, so that they might turn to Him in repentance and faith and be saved. God made His offer through the prophet in Isaiah 45, verse 22, "Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." Jesus in John 6, verses 35 through 37 said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out." John Calvin, a French theologian and pastor in Geneva during the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century, said, "Since no man is excluded from calling upon God, the gate of salvation is open to all. There is nothing else to hinder us from entering but our own unbelief." Every single person who truly turns to Jesus in real repentance of their sin, true belief in His death and resurrection from the dead to pay for their sins, and genuinely surrenders to Him as their Lord will be saved. This indeed is the great invitation of a lifetime. If you have not yet accepted God's great invitation to salvation, do it now. Repent of your sins. Believe in Christ's death for you on the cross and His resurrection from the dead. Surrender to Jesus as the Lord of your life, sincerely and eternally. And then go tell everyone the good news of the greatest invitation of a lifetime, and call them to faith and salvation in Jesus and a lifetime of service to Him. Be not slow in acting upon God's invitation. Psalm 103, verses 8 and 9 tells us, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever." 2 Peter 3, verse 10 contains a grave warning to all humanity. "The day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. And so Judgment Day is as imminent today as it's ever been. Jonathan Edwards, the great preacher of the early revival among the American colonies known as the Great Awakening, preached a famous sermon entitled Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, in which he said of unrepentant sinners, "The devil is waiting for them. Hell is gaping for them. The flames gather and flash around them and would fain lay hold of them and swallow them up." He compared people who turn away from God's invitation to salvation to a spider being held over an open flame. Though many preachers today shy away from preaching on the reality of hell, their cowardice does not negate the fact that Jesus spoke of the certainty of hell 15 times in the Gospels, and the Bible as a whole speaks of hell over 50 times. Therefore, God's great invitation to forgiveness of our sins and salvation in Jesus Christ, and thereby escaping eternal damnation in hell under God's wrath, is still open. However, when, like a thief, Jesus returns to judge the world, God's great door of invitation will slam shut. "Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other," is the invitation above all invitations. Do not ignore it. I'm Jack Maynor, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.